Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you will not be deceived. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and 'the time has come.' Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first. But it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nations will rise against nations, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place. And awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you,
Lord Jesus Christ. You are an answer to someone else's prayer. Daniel was called to explain the dream King Nebuchadnezzar had. He was not even told of the dream. When he came in, he gave answer to the dream. That was a special gift he had. He was able to bring clarity to a man, a king who was in distress, Nebuchadnezzar. But for Daniel, he would have been in confusion. So you and I are gifts. We have been given gifts not to cause problems, but to solve problems. Indeed, your gift is an answer to someone else's prayer. Have you been able to identify the gift you have? It could be a gift to bring hope to someone who is bereaved. It could be a gift to bring clarity, to bring succor, to bring understanding, to bring someone closer to God. In a world where there are so many issues, so many problems, so many challenges, am I solving them? Am I contributing to solving them or escalating them? Daniel was a gift to Nebuchadnezzar. Today we celebrate St. Catherine of Alexandria. She lived in the 3rd, 4th century. At a time when the emperor in Egypt, Maximus Magnus, was a terror. While she was in prison, before she suffered martyrdom, she was able to convert the empress and the chief of staff of the emperor. She gave eternal life, so to say, eternal faith to them. She was a gift even in death. And Jesus tells us in the gospel, when you see all kinds of things happening, when you hear of terrible news, do not be afraid. Some people would ask, why has the world not come to an end yet after 2,000 years? Remember, St. Peter would say, one day in the eyes of God is like 1,000 years before us. May we have the patience to continue to tarry in doing good works, in being solutions to problems, not contributing to the problems that there are. Amen.